Welcome to Parables by Pam. Take the next few minutes to enjoy a good story, whether drinking a cup of coffee or driving to work. Now, here's Pam.
I call her Tricky Tamar. Some people will think what she did is shocking, but she was a widow without children, and Judah, her father-in-law, was not keeping the law, which said he should protect his son's widow. Sure, she encountered a wee bit of bad luck when it came to husbands, but it wasn't her fault. She didn't do anything to them. Married to Ur, who was a son of Judah, Tamar never got the chance to have his children because he died. Scripture tells us that he was wicked in the Lord's sight, so the Lord put him to death. Now, because it was the custom of the time, Tamar married her husband's brother, Onan. This was so she could produce offspring. Oh, but Onan knew that the offspring would not be his, so he kept Tamar from having children. He, too, was considered wicked in the Lord's sight, so he was put to death. I think I am seeing a pattern here, but it's not like she killed them off. She just encountered bad luck with men and still had no children. As for Judah, the father to Ur and Onan, his eagerness to give his third son to Tamar was clouded with worry. At this point, Shelah, the third brother, is too young anyway. So Judah tells Tamar to go live in her father's house until Shelah grows up. Judah thought he might lose yet another son, just like the brothers, so he sends Tamar away. After a long time, Judah's wife died, and after he had recovered, he went to shear his sheep. All this time, Tamar is living with her father as a widow. When she heard that Judah was on his way to shear the sheep, she took off her widow's clothes, covered herself with a veil to disguise herself, and then sat down at the entrance near the road leading to Timnah. Judah had not provided her a husband, even though Shelah was all grown up now, so she put her own plan into action. When Judah saw her on the side of the road, he thought she was a prostitute since her face was covered up. And not realizing who she was, he walked to her and said, "Come now, let me sleep with you." She asked him what she'd get in return, and he told her he'd send a goat from his flock. He gave her a seal, a cord, and a staff as a pledge for payment. She became pregnant by Judah. And after she left, she put on her widow's clothes and went home. Now, about 3 months later, Judah heard that Tamar was guilty of prostitution and also pregnant. Enraged, Judah said, "Bring her out and have her burned to death." Tamar sent a message to Judah. "I am pregnant by the man who owns these. See if you recognize whose seal and cord and staff these are." Judah recognized his belongings and said, "She is more righteous than I, since I wouldn't give her to my son, Shelah." This story tells me God doesn't expect me to be perfect or to have my act all together before he can use me in fulfilling his plans. Because Tamar gives birth to twins, Perez and Zerah. And if you go on to the book of Matthew, you will see the names of Jesus' ancestors, and in that lineage you will read about Judah, Tamar, and the twins. From the lineage of Perez came King David and eventually the Messiah. The tribe of Judah survived because this woman sacrificed her reputation. And just think, her father-in-law wanted her burned for a sin she committed with him. Let's not pass judgment on Tamar too quickly either, because a desperate woman took desperate steps in desperate times. Whenever you are faced with pressing, insurmountable questions, or when you feel like life has you backed into the corner, don't give up. You can always turn to God, asking him for answers when answers don't come. And be careful before you take steps to solve things on your own, because you could very well get yourself into trouble. Your story may not end quite like Tamar's. Besides, you wouldn't want to get burned to death for compromising your values, now would you? So take a lesson from Tamar and keep trickery out of your day.
Thanks for joining us on Parables by Pam Cumpy. She is a newspaper columnist for the Bowie County Life. Look for it on Wednesdays and listen again at this same time on this radio station.